This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with state and union territory level winners of My Bharat Budget Quest 2026 beginning today. This initiative encourages youth to discuss the union budget and share their perspectives on building a Viksit Bharat or developed India. A report.
My Bharat Budget Quest 2026 focuses on engaging young minds or Yuva Shakti in participatory governance and economic planning. The move is also aimed at strengthening the role of Amrit Pidhi or young generation in shaping policy and contributing to an Atmanirbhar Viksit Bharat by 2047. The My Bharat Budget Quest 2026 received a massive response with over 12 lakh young participants and 47,000 essays submitted. In this contest, My Bharat Budget Quest 2026 organized on My Bharat platform has emerged as a unique initiative that brings the union budget closer to the youth of the country, enabling them to understand its priorities, reflects on its vision and actively contributes idea for India's development journey. Adil Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Two Indian flagged vessels, Shivalik and Nanda Devi, have crossed the Strait of Hormuz safely yesterday. Special Secretary at Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed about this while addressing the inter-ministerial media briefing in New Delhi yesterday. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that there is no dry out at any retail outlets or LPG distributorship and sufficient diesel and petrol is available. She urged citizens to refrain from panic booking of LPG cylinders and only book when required.
Last delivery se
there must be a minimum gap of 25 days between the last delivery and the next booking in urban areas and 45 days in rural areas. An appeal to all citizens, please use the digital booking tools available to you. There is no need for anyone to go to a distributor and stand in line to book a cylinder or to receive the delivery.
Cylinder ki delivery le.
Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said that the strategically vital Strait of Hormuz remains operational for international shipping, but vessels linked to the United States and Israel are not permitted to pass through the waterway. In an interview with American cable news channel, Araghchi said the maritime passage has not been entirely shut down. U.S. President Donald Trump has urged nations affected by Tehran's attempted closure of the Hormuz Strait to send warships to secure the narrow shipping lane, crucial for global oil supplies, as the war with Iran entered the third week. In a post on Truth Social, President Trump urged countries such as China, France, Japan, South Korea, the UK and others to send ships to the Hormuz Strait, asserting that the US will continue to bomb the shoreline and target Iranian ships and boats. India has condemned the airstrikes by Pakistan in Afghanistan's territory, leading to the death of several civilians and destruction of civilian infrastructure. In a social media post, Minister of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that this is yet another act of aggression by a Pakistani establishment that remains hostile to the idea of a sovereign Afghanistan. He said India reiterates that Afghanistan's sovereignty and territorial integrity should be fully respected. Jammu and Kashmir police has constituted a special investigation team, SIT, to probe the attempted firing on former chief minister and president of J&K National Conference, Farooq Abdullah. The SIT has been constituted under the supervision of the Deputy Inspector General of Police, Jammu Samba Kathua Range. The team has been directed to conduct a thorough investigation and complete the probe within the statutory time frame. The incident occurred on March 11 when Farooq Abdullah was attending a marriage ceremony at a banquet hall in Jammu. India lost 0-2 against England in the final of the FIH Women's Hockey World Qualifier at GMC Balyogi Hockey Ground in Hyderabad last evening, but still managed to progress to this year's mega event to be co-hosted by the Netherlands and Belgium. Both India and England have qualified for the FIH World Cup by making it to the final. Besides champions England, runner-up India and Scotland, who defeated Italy 1-0, qualified from this event for the World Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.